How are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16?
Yep.
Okay. What are you going to sing?
One Moment in Time by Whitney Houston.
Okay. Great song.
Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Then in that one moment of time, I will be.
Wow. I think the best 16-year-old we've ever had throughout this whole competition.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Normally I loathe the 16-year-old.
Why is that?
Well, because he's all too immature and everything else. But I, you know, your voice, you know, 16, 18, 19, 25, great voice.
Thank you so much.
Randy.
Came in, 16, nailed it. All right, I thought you did good.
Thank you.
Paula?
I thought you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Great voice.
Thank you.
Randy, yes or no?
1,000% yes.
Paula?
Absolutely.
You are sailing through to the next round.
Thank you. Welcome home.
And that was the beginning of the American Idol trip for Lisa Tucker, who ended up in the top 10 on season 5 last year, and now is in our studio here in St. Louis at News Talk 1120 KMOX. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You were actually blushing a little bit listening to that, weren't you?
I haven't heard that in a while, actually. It was kind of funny hearing that again.
Did you watch yourself on Idol every week? Because you tape it in the afternoon.
Exactly. And then I would go to the apartments and we would watch it where we were staying. And yeah, it was so nerve-wracking. I would just say, oh my gosh, I have to watch it back and see what I did and see what I need to fix. It's just, it was a whole ordeal.
And Simon's actually famous for saying, you know, I think when you watch that back later, you'll think differently about
it.
And did that happen?
No, not too much. I kind of felt, you know, the same way when I was watching it, like, oh, I knew I did this. I think I'm more critical of myself than, you know, a lot of other people are.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I'm performing, I'll say, dang it, why did I do that? You know, and then I'll go back and I'll say, there it is right there, you know, but, you know, you just kind of have to roll with it.
Yeah. Well, I thought you did terrifically. And you're still under contract to these American Idol guys, 19 Limited, right? Are you still with them?
No.
Was that just through the tour last year?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Lisa came in 10th, and so being in the top 10 got to go in, what was it, 60 cities you toured in?
60 cities. 60 stops, so we repeated a couple, but for 3 months, and just traveling around the country on a bus.
And what was that like?
It was so much fun, actually. My brother went with me. He was 21 at the time, so he had a ball.
Of course he did.
Exactly. He was my quote-unquote chaperone, but I was kind of his chaperone. But it was just so much fun. Now I could say I've been to so many places and seen so many things.
Yeah, and last year, of course, was the Taylor Hicks year and
That's
the Jennifer
right.
Hudson year and the Chris Daughtry year.
That's right.
And in fact, Chris is going to be in town next week. He's appearing at Ameristar, one of the casinos here in town.
Oh, really?
And how about his success story?
Oh, man. I am so proud of Chris. He totally deserves it. I mean, him, his family, just I'm so happy for him. He started his tour in Anaheim, actually, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gave my family tickets to come see the show. And it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just mention that Lisa's in town to do an appearance tomorrow at Macy's out of Chesterfield Mall because they're kicking off the sale of American Idol t-shirts and all a whole bunch of other things, right?
That's right. I'm going to be singing 2 songs. I'm going to, you know, be there from 1 to 3 and I'll be signing autographs and, you know, answering some questions and it's just going to be a fun day.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this year of American Idol if you
all
don't
right.
mind. Are you watching the show?
Yes, I am. Of course, it's addicting.
Okay. So
I would agree with that. It is addicting.
So we know Melinda's going to win, right?
I think she's phenomenal. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to win. I don't know.
Well, who's going to beat her?
I mean, it's a toss-up right now because there are a few that I'm kind of like, about, and there are a couple that just really stand out.
All right. Who stands out?
Melinda, of course.
Yes.
Lakeisha. And I actually really like Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's, you know, really modern and just, I could totally hear him on the radio. But those three to me are the stand-ups right now. And yeah. Jordan Sparks as well.
She is, you know, she's like you, a teenager who's
exactly.
got an unbelievable voice.
You know, we got to root for the teenagers.
Yeah. And, you know, when we played that audition of yours just a mm-hmm. moment ago here, because I remember watching it. I watched it all. And I remember thinking when you sang, there's no way she's 16. I mean, she's got such a mature, wonderful voice that, and Jordan has that same thing going on. Had you had years and years of training, or are you just a natural?
I mean, I've been singing since I was a little kid. I mean, I would have my Barbies and like they would be singing to each other. You know, me and my dad would always sing in the car on road trips and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just always a part of me. And I started taking, you know, piano lessons, and then I took voice lessons with my teacher at school. But I mean,
just a natural.
I mean, I don't know if that's what you call it, I guess.
And now you're doing acting. I heard you got signed to do a pilot for Fox.
Yeah,
what's this about?
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. It's a drama. But I can't tell you too much, and my lips are kind of sealed. So, but it's just awesome working with the cast. It's a phenomenal cast. And
can you tell us who's in it?
No, I can't.
She said her lips are kind of sealed.
But
I didn't know how sealed they were. What details are top secret?
That Simon Fuller and Mal Young are absolute geniuses. It's a fabulous drama. I would watch it. I mean, it's...
Well,
it's
you have to watch it. I mean, you're in it. You watch everything you're in.
No, even if I wasn't, I would watch it.
Has this been your dream? Was acting the end you always wanted to attain? Or to be a singer?
Singing has always been my first passion, but I did The Lion King at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood when mm-hmm. I was 11. And ever since then, I was just like, man, this is fun. I don't want to choose between the two. So now I just won't choose between the two. I'll just do both.
And we should also point out that before American Idol, that was not your first talent competition on TV. You were on Star Search, weren't you?
I did do Star Search.
And how'd you do there?
I actually made it to the finals.
Yeah.
I was in second place in, the kids' division. And so it was... That, I mean, kind of helped me prepare for Idol, but Idol was a whole new ballgame.
Tell me about the experience of doing Idol, because it is a live TV show, and it's week in and week out.
Right.
And you mentioned the department. They put you up for all those months?
They do. You're not going home during that time. And
you get. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just such a stressful time, because, I mean, as soon as you're finished with performing, on the Wednesday or the Tuesday, you have to already be choosing your song for next week. You know, you don't even know if you're off yet.
You don't even wait till the results show?
No, you're already picking your song that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, just a process that's so grueling.
And then what do you do in that week? Let's say you make it through the results show,
right.
And you're going to be back on the next week, which you were for several of those weeks. So you got to figure out what you're going to do.
Exactly.
So what happens there? I mean, are you in rehearsals the whole time? Or?
You're rehearsing every day. You get a little bit of free time. You have to go shopping for your outfit for next week, which was the part that I always loved. Uh-huh.
In charge of your own outfits?
You had a stylist go with you. And, you know, they would say what looks good on TV and, you know, what won't. But mm-hmm. It was you pretty much got to choose for yourself. But, I mean, that was the best part. And then you have to go back to rehearsals, and then you have to rehearse with the band. And it's, I mean.
You got to do that goofy Ford video.
Exactly. You have to do, exactly.
Which I'm sure takes all day long.
She didn't say exactly as in it's goofy.
That's for the sponsors.
Exactly.
That's what
we would always look, okay. Wednesdays were the worst days of the week because, of course, it's elimination day and mm-hmm. nobody wants to see anybody go.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, wait a second. That's not true. This is something
is.
I always hear in comedy. I don't want anybody to go home. Yes, you do. You want everyone else to go
right,
home
except
before
you.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. But, I mean, you get so close to these people, and I'm not just saying that, honestly, because you're going through this with, you know, all these people that, I mean, how can you not become close? We're kind of like a dysfunctional family at times, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you get close to these people, but on Wednesdays, we would always look forward to those, seeing those Ford shoots. I mean, they were so hilarious.
Were they?
They were so funny, and we just like laugh and look at us, and it was just really funny.
Were you allowed to call people, talk to friends, family?
Oh, yeah.
Could you go online and read about yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I promised myself that I would never do that because I didn't want to know what people were saying. But I knew people that were definitely looking online and just saying, you know, oh, my gosh, they're saying this or they're saying that. And I was just like, don't tell me.
You didn't want to know?
No, I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know. I just wanted to be in my own little zone and just go out and do my thing.
And did you all live in the same apartment? Well, it was obviously 10, 12, at one point 24 of you.
Right,
so
right.
How many of you were living together?
Two of us at a time. I actually, but for the others, it was four because there were two rooms in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm a minor, my mom was with me, and Paris Bennett mm-hmm. was a minor, so her mom was with her. So we actually roomed together.
Oh, so that must have been cool.
That was fun.
You were somebody your own age.
Close. Exactly. We got really close and we were just buddies.
How's she now? What is she doing?
She's working on an album, actually. So that
and do you
be
stay in touch?
Soon. Yes, with everyone. I just talked to Mandisa like right before I came in. And yeah, we're really close.
All right. I got to ask you about Sanjaya.
How did I know that was coming?
Well, of course. He's, you know, we're talking about Melinda maybe winning and Blake maybe winning. This kid, you know, who's the least talented of the whole group.
He may win.
He may. Well, I don't think he's going to win, but he's the star. He's the reason a lot of people are tuning into this show.
Definitely. I mean, everybody wants to see what he's going to do next, you know, how he's going to style his hair or, you know, what he's going to sing. And I mean, I think he's doing everything right. In you know regards to staying in the competition, I mean he's just everyone's talking about him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
you got to give him credit. He was the only one who actually sang in Spanish on Latin Week this week.
That's true. I was very proud. He actually sounded good this week.
Yeah, I thought he sounded okay. Let's go crazy.
If you say pitchy,
well, yeah,
pitchy.
He was dog. I'm telling you. I'm curious about this because you being a teenager, mm-hmm. you're locked up in this apartment for the whole week long, and you're just going back and forth, and you're doing rehearsals. So there's no school for all those months, right?
Oh no, there is school.
Well, where did you go to school?
We had to wake up 3 hours earlier than everybody else, and we would go down, and we would have a studio teacher,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be working on economics and English, you know, and then we'd have to worry about, you know, performing in front of millions of people. So
yeah.
it was a tough balance to find, but you had to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school when I did Idol, so. I had to get the stuff
16,
done.
At 16, you were a senior
yes,
in high school.
I skipped a grade in elementary school, so I was a grade ahead, which worked out perfectly, but I mean.
She doesn't just have the face and the voice. She's got the brains, too. That's the cool thing about this. We have Dave Della Terza from VoteForTheWorst.com on our show. He's on every Wednesday. In fact, he's been on with us for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was on during your season as well. And I will tell you, he never made fun of
you. Okay, good. I was hoping.
You don't want to know.
Well, you know who his pick was last year that he was asking people to vote for? Taylor Hicks. He got on the
really?
Taylor bandwagon, like, really early on. And so we kept talking about that. Of course, this year, everybody's going after him because they think he's responsible for keeping Sanjaya on the show.
Mm.
But you know a little bit from the inside that it takes a lot more votes than any one person could generate, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can vote and vote and vote. It's just those, you know, young girls are totally loving Sanjaya. So, I mean, they're just voting all night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's now,
have you
works.
Looked at Dave's website?
No, I haven't.
What do you think of that whole thing?
I mean, it's your preference. Vote for who, you know, that's the thing. America gets to vote for whoever they want.
Who are you voting for this year?
I'm not voting. I promise myself. Because, I mean, I totally know what it feels like to be in their shoes, and
mm-hmm.
I just can't pick one and vote
can you
for them.
Can you explain to us what that moment is like where Ryan plays that stupid little game, you know, where
after the break.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're in the bottom two, and you'll find out after the break, and then it comes down to, did he say your name first and then tell you were out, or who was the other person in the bottom two?
Catherine McPhee, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Who ended up being second to Taylor in the
exactly.
whole thing and now has her own big deal. So it's you and Catherine and you're up there. Did he say, Catherine, you're safe for another week? Or did he say, Lisa, you're going home, your
I
journey
think he
ends
said,
here?
I said, Lisa, you're going home. I can't really remember, but I think it was, Lisa, you're going home.
Can you tell us at all what that moment is like where you're it's, you know, a huge crowd there.
Pretty much. Wow.
Are you aware of what's going on? Or
it's kind of like an out-of-body experience to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of standing there. And, like, I knew it was coming. I felt it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay, Lisa, don't cry. Don't cry.
You can identify.
Yeah. You know?
And
I
did
mean,
you?
No, I didn't.
Good
no,
for you.
No, not one drop.
Uh-huh.
But he says your name, and I'm just like, okay, you're going home. And then he says it, and you're just like, okay. Crap. Now I have to sing the song that I got voted off for.
Which is the worst part of the show, isn't
tough.
It?
That's tough.
The, like, okay, not only are you not going to be here next
exactly.
week, we're going to torture you for another 90 seconds.
I know. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Was there any point while you're singing the song that you're thinking, you know, I have a career still. I don't care what you said, what you people,
oh,
I'm moving on.
And, you know, I decided that once I started singing my song, I'm like, I'm going to nail this song. And
let people remember me as a good singer.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I knew that it wasn't the end. So, and actually, it's funny because the day I got voted off, exactly a year from that day, I landed the role on the pilot. So it was exactly a year.
The
so
super secret Fox drama
so
that we can't
funny.
Talk about.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that goes well for you.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Lisa Tucker will be at Macy's at the Chesterfield Mall tomorrow afternoon from 1 until 3. They're launching the sale of American Idol T-shirts, which will be available at Macy's, and she's going to be singing there. What are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing Tell Him, and I'm going to be singing an original song that I wrote myself.
And it's the theme to the Fox pilot. No.
The super secret
that.
Fox pilot.
So you can go talk to Lisa tomorrow and get autographs and all the rest of the stuff. Thank you for coming by
Thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you.
I know you literally just came into town and came right here from the airport, so we appreciate you making us the first
Thank
stop.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Tucker here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.